The National Service Scheme has released postings of service personnel across the country for the year 2012-2013 out of a total request of 84,672 received from organizations and educational institutions. The scheme deployed 68,210 personnel to undertake their national service for the 2013 service year. The executive director of the scheme, Vincent Senam Kuagbenu, who announced this at a media briefing in Accra, said this year's deployment comes a month earlier than the previous ones to ensure personnel posted to teach in schools report early before the start of the academic year. For the details, here's a report by Victoria Haji.
According to Mr. Kuagbenu, the early deployment is also aimed at ensuring that user agencies derive maximum returns from the use of service personnel while the personnel gain practical experience on the job. Mr. Kuagbenu outlined the breakdown of the total deployment.
Education receives 46,896, representing 69%, and health receives 8,249, representing 12% of total deployment. Local government institutions, that is the municipal, metropolitan, and district assemblies, and then the MDAs, that is ministry, department, and agencies, also receiving 8,004, representing 12%, and the private sector receives 5,061, representing 7% of total deployment.
Mr. Kuagbenu noted that in line with the implementation of a memorandum of understanding signed between the NSS and the Ministry of Health, health professionals made up of 51 doctors of optometry, 251 pharmacists, 403 nurses and midwives, 630 laboratory technicians and 15 herbal officers are being deployed to 221 health facilities countrywide. He said his management is awaiting inputs from the Medical and Dental Council to facilitate deployment of the medical and dental officers on the second batch of postings this year. The NSS boss advised personnel against self-posting.
Service personnel who post themselves to any establishment or institution or other than those to which they were officially posted, either with or without the connivance of heads of those institutions, shall be declared self-poster, and their service with the establishment shall not be recognized as national service, and the appropriate sanctions shall be applied to them.
He urged all incoming service personnel to accept postings to any part of the country as their civic responsibility to Mother Ghana. National service for 2012-2013 begins on Monday, September 10, and ends on August 31.
Victoria Hadji's report.